This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Clovis Chapel was a Methodist minister years ago on the place called the Buffalo River in Arkansas. Some of you may know where the Buffalo River is. It's a famous recreational area now of Arkansas. He tells about a young man that he knew that took his fiance to a movie at a theater. During the middle of the movie, there was a young man near the front of the crowd that thought, underline the word thought, he saw smoke coming from underneath the screen in the theater. So this young man just yells without even checking out what happened. He just started yelling fire. And Clovis Chapel said this young man that was there with his fiance didn't even look at his girlfriend or his fiance. He just ran out the door, leaving her in her seat. Comes back in sheepishly 2 or 3 minutes later, and she's just sitting there like this. Nothing's happened. There's no fire. But it revealed something to this girl about her fiance that she didn't know before. Now, here's what Clovis Chapel says. The young man hollering fire didn't cause the cowardice in the other young man. It just revealed it. Do you get it? Didn't cause him to be afraid. It didn't cause him to be a coward. It didn't cause him to just leave his fiance and run out the door. It just simply revealed what was there. I want to suggest to you that every time you and I read the book, the Bible, the Lord is revealing things to you, and he's revealing things to me. The same book that points out judgmentally that we are a people who rebel against the Lord, who walk away from the Lord, who are unfaithful to the Lord, the same book that says the heart is deceptive above all things, who can understand it? Is the same book that says in chapter 31, I have loved you, the Lord says, with an everlasting love. And I've drawn you with loving kindness. I close with this story. I didn't have time to share it in the other two services, but I want to share it here. Patrick Morley, in his book, The Man in the Mirror, tells a heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching story about an ill-fated fishing trip. The fishermen in a small seaplane found a secluded bay where they could fish. They had a great day of pulling salmon and other fish out of the water, and they returned to their plane late in the afternoon, but much to their surprise, they found the airplane high and dry because of fluctuating tides. They had no choice but to wait until morning when the incoming tides would make the takeoff possible again. The next morning, with the plane afloat, they started the engines to take to the air. Within minutes, the plane fell back into the sea. A leak in one of the pontoons had let it fill with water, and extra weight had caused the plane to crash. There were 3 adult fishermen who survived the crash, as well as Mark, a 12-year-old son, one of the fishermen. After praying, the 4 abandoned the sinking plane and began to swim toward the shore. 2 of the men, strong swimmers, reached the shore exhausted. Looking back out into the water, they saw the 3rd man, the father, cradling his 12-year-old son in his arms as they were swept out to sea. The father could have made it to the shore alone, but his son, much smaller, could not. The father decided to die with his 12-year-old son rather than to leave him. That's a parable of the God you and I serve. We have a God who says, I will never leave you. I shared this last week. A God who will never leave you. He will never abandon you. You may have had a parent abandon you. You may have had a spouse abandon you. You may have had a good friend that abandoned you. You may have a coworker abandon you. But you and I serve a God who says this, I love you with an everlasting love. And I have drawn you with loving kindness. A God who won't abandon you, who gave his son, is the one who wants you to obey him and follow him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.